but also the pay rose too. So that was a trend not only in Gainesville, but in Florida. I know about for Florida. I know about the other part of the South and what have you. In
Sure.
general, if we went to a town or city and we say, oh, where does so-and-so live? Or they say, we live so-and-so. The first thing we do, we just note just right off. And you could tell when we were approaching, approaching the house or whatever it was, because the roads were paved, and all of a sudden, the roads were not paved, and they had the dirt roads,
Really?
and that's it. And that's where
That
the
was
lake
almost like
was.
a landmark.
Yes, right. And then later on, they started paving
Yes.
in the Negro neighborhood.
Yes.
So I remember, you say, well, I was young, but I remember when Northwest 7th Avenue, which used to be called Columbia Street,
Yes.
right up where the school was, it wasn't paved at all. There was no pavement at all in that area, no pavement whatever. So, right on up to where the funeral home was and the
Yes.
churches, it was no
It
pavement.
was
So,
just dirt roads.
you wouldn't have to worry about the road. You could go to any town or whatever, and you say, where are the Negroes there? You just note the pavement. And you wouldn't have a
That's a
problem.
landmark. You can find that. Oh, goodness, goodness. Well, I imagine it got muddy when it rained,
Oh,
didn't
yes,
it?
it did. Now, not only Gainesville, I said in Florida in
In
general, I
Florida,
don't know about the
sure.
South and whatever,
Yes.
or probably so, but I'm not sure about that. But I went to college at Florida A&M in Tallahassee. It was
Yes.
Florida A&M College.
Yes.
They didn't have paved roads either.
Really?
That was the way at that time. They said
Really?
how it used to be, left the way it used to be. So when I was a student at the main buildings and what have you, they were dirt roads.
Sure, sure.
Yes, even
Oh,
going up the hill,
goodness.
going up
Oh,
the hill to
goodness.
Florida A&M College there, that was, wasn't it paved to a clay road.